guarantee safety for refugees. Seize the wealth of Russian oligarchs to fund jobs and homes for all. The human tragedy unfolding in Ukraine could lead to up to 4 million people fleeing the country looking for safety, according to UN estimates. Boris Johnson's promise to receive those who are fleeing in fear of persecution is, like most of what he says, hypocritical and hollow. At the time of writing, fleeing Ukrainians can only find safety in Britain if a close relative is already resident, or by applying to work under a seasonal worker visa. Displaying the Tory's attitude to refugees, Tory Minister Kevin Foster dismissively told Ukrainian workers fleeing for their lives that they should be applying to be fruit pickers. At the same time, the Tory government is pushing the Nationality and Borders Bill through Parliament, which will criminalize refugees fleeing war and disaster. A safe passage for all those fleeing the conflict in Ukraine must be made available, regardless of their nationality, professional qualifications, or whether they have close family members in Britain. Under the democratic control of workers and the trade unions, immigration policies should be decided in the interests of workers, not the exploitative bosses who seek to divide. And there must be decent conditions on arrival, including the right to work, and an end to the horrific conditions asylum seekers in Britain are currently subjected to. The billions of pounds of assets held by Russian oligarchs in Britain could be seized, and the wealth used to provide decent housing and secure jobs on trade union agreed rates of pay for all workers,